And welcome. This is our pre-show, and you just missed, if you're only listening to this and you don't watch the video, I was just telling the video audience about the speedboat background here and the whole thing about that coming into the Maldivian hotel, the Vendu, or the Veli, you know, the Venmo. I'm kidding. Yes, this is the Venmo, and it's right next to the PayPal. It's a fun trip, but let me just say this. It's beautiful. Absolutely fucking beautiful. The hotel, fantastic. Everybody's great. The food's fantastic. Every day they had a buffet, so if you didn't want to do the pick-and-choose menu thing, there was always a buffet. It was always a Maldivian Indian buffet. The breakfasts had lots of seafood, and I loved it. And too many starchy things, man, because, you know, I'm Mr., you know, at the... watch your diet kind of thing. And I said, well, fuck it, I'm on vacation. There was a lot of potato. There was a lot of deep fried vegetable stuff. But I'll say this, man. As much as I love the Maldives, you can get all that in our own, if you live on the West Coast, I should say, it's 10 hours from LAX, 10, 11 hours from LAX to Fiji. I don't know what it is to Tahiti. It's 16 hours from where we live to fucking Dubai, and then it was another 3.5 hours from Dubai to... So, I wouldn't do it again, not because I didn't like it. I thought the people were great, but it's just too long a trip. I can go to Tahiti, you know, and for probably less money, and or Fiji, you know, and have the little bungalow over the water and the whole goddamn thing. And it's a one shot, you know, you're flying nonstop, man. You fly from LA to Nandi, which is the capital of Fiji, 11 hours. And then of course you got to wait for a little bush plane that takes your ass to wherever. Whereas here it was more fun taking a boat, because you've been on an airplane already. I don't need to do that shit again. When we were in Fiji, the first time we took the plane from the Nandi International Airport over to Savu, which is where the hotel was, this little island, it was a fucking, it was scary, man, because it was very, very, the clouds were low fucking clouds, the whole nine yards, man, and lots of turbulence. And I remember the lady behind me reaching and grabbing my shoulder as the plane was doing one of those. And thinking, oh, great. Well, at least if we hit, you know, it'll be over fast. You know, I remember thinking that. And then I thought, the pilots have done this a million fucking times. What am I, you know, of course, then we had Kobe Bryant, so I don't know what to think. But sure enough, the clouds parted, and there was the little bay and the airstrip, and we landed, and that was fun. I love Fiji's spectacular. It's literally spectacular. You fly in over coral reefs. You can see them from the plane. You see these multicolored, beautiful coral reefs. The ocean's fantastic. You know what? I can't remember now. Oh yeah, I went swimming every morning. What am I talking about? Yeah, the water was very warm. It was very warm down there. Lots of one thing about the Maldives, you see a lot of sea life, and in Fiji. I remember seeing some, but not as much. Most of the sea life I saw in Fiji was all crustaceans and, you know, little starfish and shit like that, I think, yeah. And anyway, you know, it's pretty awesome. I met some surfers when we got back to L.A. I'm getting a baggage claim. There's about three or four surfers who got off the plane from Fiji. I said, where are you guys? Just curious, where were you surfing? They go, we're surfing reefs. So the surfers nowadays, I guess you guys that surf know this, you guys go out to reefs and shit. They do that in San Diego. I know they take a chopper out to these fucking reefs. And that's what they're doing in Fiji. So you're spending all day in the middle of the goddamn ocean, and sounds cool. So I want to, the next trip I take, because I like this, when I go on vacation, I like to chill. I don't necessarily dig going and seeing shit. When I'm going out and seeing shit, that tells me that, you know, I'm bored, or where I'm staying is not all that much fun. And look, man, if you're going to spend all that much fucking money on a hotel, you know, I want to fucking hang out there, man, or at least, you know, hang out around there. Like, Hawaii has got great, beaches around all the hotels there and shit. You know, like in Hana, you know, went to Hana Ranch. But anyway, long story short, I like to swim, and I like the sun. I like to swim. I like to travel. I like to swim. I like to sleep. I actually got that on my Facebook page. That's pretty much it. Sleeping, traveling, and swimming. And yeah, other things that I won't get into. You know what? I'm really fucking pissed off. I'm trying to find a way to goddamn put audio onto Instagram, and it's really pissing me off. You know, it's just like, what's the secret here, bitch? What am I supposed to do? Why are some things available to my movie maker and some things are not? Really shit. I'm going to fucking make a movie here. I guess I got to do it on the desktop. I can't do it on the phone. I like doing as much as I can on the phone, but I guess I can't. Takes forever to open this fucking movie maker up on my desktop. I don't know, man. Import video. No, or import media. Get this out of here, man. I don't want to see this shit anymore. Yankee Doodle. Look at all this blackface. White people in blackface just... What is the story there, man, you know? It gives us permission to look... to dance... And, you know, there's Fred Astaire in blackface. Man, I'm telling you, dude, I'm really not digging this. Steakhouse, come on down. All right, wait a minute, you motherfucker. Wait a fucking minute. Why is that there, man? Let me do something here. All right, so where can I put this? Okay, cool. Now, this is what I want to do.
Play-by-play tape that I sent over to Dickman.
Okay, so if I do this, I think I'll go surfing. Anyway, folks, congratulations, Reg, and for the rest of you guys, we're going to be out there on the 30th of March, but you can take in the races at Santa Anita any day of the week, man. And, of course, on the weekends, they have the big feature races coming up, the Santa Anita Derby, the Santa Anita Handicap, the Del Mar Handicap. Great stuff happening at Santa Anita, baby. And right... Shut your filthy hole. All right. Okay, cool. I got it. Okay. I don't know how else to get media. It's very difficult for me to figure this out. I'm not the brightest bulb. I'm not the dumbest guy, but I'm not the brightest bulb. All right, so, fuck. Oh, you motherfucker. I gotta do this whole fucking dance with this shit. And I don't even know if it's worth it or not, man. How much time we got on this thing? Steakhouse, come on down, wow, wow. Hey, man, come on, don't fuck with me, man. What is wrong with this fucking piece of shit? I'm trying to log into this fucking account, you stupid cunt. Wait a minute, man. I know what the problem is. I'm using the whole goddamn thing, and I shouldn't. Yep, that did it. No, not now, fuckface.
Get you out of your mind? Get you out of your mind? Get you out of your mind?
Brady telling one of the Ram defenders, you think I want to hit you? Are you out of your mind? Because the guy's like 50... I don't understand why I can't do the old downloaderuli. I don't know what's going on here, man. So how do I fucking do this, dude? No, wait a minute. Wait.
The Coliseum, but they were going to go to Anaheim. And everybody was mad at him, and no one liked the L.A. Rams except for Phil Henry and some of his friends.
That's true, too. When the Rams left L.A. in 70, well, they didn't leave in 79, what I'm saying. When the Rams left L.A. in 80, well, they left L.A. for Anaheim in 79. And that was a big fucking deal. L.A. just was insulted by that. And so 3-4 years later, they brought the Raiders here. And the Raiders did nothing but piss all over Los Angeles. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but they did. They went out, they robbed $10 million from Irwindale, thinking there was going to be a stadium built. Irwindale just gave them $10 million. This is how fucking... The Raiders were Trump of the NFL for a while. They were a very usurious... believe me, I know. I lived through it, okay? They were a... It wasn't the Raiders that we all came to love. The Raiders of the 60s. The Raiders of Ben Davidson and, you know, and Dan Connors and all those fucking wild... And Willie Brown and... You know, this was a new Raider team that was going to go and get its pound of flesh out of whoever. And they came to L.A. with their cocky attitude and their silver and black. And all of a sudden, silver and black was like this, you know, badass. Every fucking gang member in L.A. had silver and black. The Kings changed their colors to silver and black. The fucking Atlanta Falcons, in one of the most bizarre moves ever, changed their colors to silver and black. Fucking Jerry Glanville changed the colors of the Atlanta Falcons to silver and blacks. What? And Raiders came to L.A. and were at the Coliseum till from 81, 82, and won the Super Bowl, I think, the first year, the first or second year they were here. And then were, you know, nothing. In fact, got beat. The year that the Patriots went to the Super Bowl in 85, the Raiders got beat at the Coliseum by the New England Patriots, who had no love for the Raiders. Raiders and the Patriots, I don't know how they're doing these days, but they used to hate each other's living guts because of what happened to Daryl Stingley and Jack Tatum. And they really hated each other's guts. And a fight broke out in the tunnel after the game. The Patriots had just spanked the fucking Raiders at home in the playoffs in front of, you know, 80,000 fans. Then they get into the tunnel and then a fight breaks out. Not just between the players, but the Sullivan family that owned the Patriots at the time, a couple of the members of the Sullivan family got into it with Matt Millen, and I don't know what kind of a fight that was, but they sure as shit weren't backing off. You know, they weren't backing off, and it was real ugly. And that was kind of the Raiders, you know. And then they went into the late 80s, and they didn't do shit, and they got Mark Wilson, and they experimented with Todd Marinovich, and they had a lot of very embarrassing moments. And the Rams, you know, had their own run of bad luck, but at least the Rams were from L.A., you know, at least going back to 1945. And so there they were. And then everybody left. Everyone just left. We just, like, in 85, I think it was 95, right? 95, the Rams left and the goddamn Raiders left. Not that anybody was squirting any tears about the fucking Raiders leaving. But then again, nobody was squirting any fucking tears about the Rams leaving. It was like, enough, get out of here. That was the feeling. You guys have yanked our fucking chain for a variety of different reasons. Let me get out of this goddamn movie maker. You guys are full of shit. You don't give a fuck about us. You just came here to make money. And, of course, the Rams were their own brand of shit. The LA Rams were just incredibly bad. They were terrible. They had great talent, but they could never take it to the next level. They got to one Super Bowl in 79, and it was actually a pretty good game through three quarters, and the Steelers just put them away in the fourth quarter. The Rams had the fucking lead at halftime in that game, but, you know. And then began this succession. You know, they had the 70s was terrible. They won every goddamn divisional title you could win and never got to one Super Bowl except the last one, a season where they were not all that particularly great. They beat the Buccaneers in the NFC title game 9-0. It was just then comes the fucking 80s, and Eric Dickerson showed up. That was it. That's all we had. That was the excitement, and it was exciting to watch Dickerson run, I gotta tell you. And that's when I had season tickets throughout the whole 80s. And got to see all the big games of Dickerson. I watched him put up 240 yards against the fucking Cowboys in the playoffs in 85. That was, what a day that was. That was fucking phenomenal, man. He just ran over the goddamn Cowboys that day. But then, you know, we watched the 49ers come south and kick their fucking asses. And that was always tough to watch. It was fucked. And then... I don't know what the fuck happened with John Robinson. Was he just bending over and taking it from Georgia Frontieri and that other asshole they had running their fucking operation, Shaw? And anyway, they wound up stinking it up through the early 90s. Robinson left. Chuck Knox came in for a while, didn't he? Or some bizarre shit like that. And then they bounced, man, to St. Louis. And as far as I was concerned, that was the end. I was not a Rams fan. And I haven't gotten it back 100%. But then again, my life has changed, man. I don't give that much of a fuck about football anyway. I care more about Everton in the Premier League in England than I do about the fucking Rams. We have dogs barking. That's a fact, Jack. That's the fact, Jack. That's the fact, Jack. I don't know whether it's out of character for Dr. Ed Elcott.
The other thing is that I got to, you know, if I'm going to do a Bud Dickman, or I mean, if I'm going to do R.C. Collins, I got to work on that voice. I wonder if I could actually do, if I talk like this for like 30 minutes every day, do you think that the voice would come back? I don't know, man. That's pretty weird.
Nothing like me just to make extra fucking work for myself. Just so I can make you guys happy. Just so I can make you guys happy. That's a great fight. Dr. Jim Sadler and Steve Bozell. That's hysterical. Margaret, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. You know something, Phil. It's like in the film, there was a, not the movie The Hustler, but there was a Twilight Zone where the champion, as portrayed by,
who portrayed the champion in the Twilight Zone? Jonathan Winters. Jonathan Winters was up in heaven, and he got a call. He had to go down and play whoever the heavy was. It was his fate. It was his fate in life. And when the guy finally beat him, when a new guy finally beat him, life was beautiful again. Hello? Test, test. Test, 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 test. Okay, good. I don't want the gate on. I don't want it on, man. I don't want it on. I don't want it on. So, Margaret and who did we say? Margaret and Chris Norton.
Testing 1, 2. Yeah, Phil, it's, you know, I think it's fairly certain I'm going to do the best I can. But I want to come on and talk about that new film that I have coming out, which is...
Jesus, you got a new movie. Do your movies ever come out?
Yeah, my movies come out.
Oh, look at Chris. You had Took a Walk in Her... I haven't seen Took a Walk in Her Backyard.
Jack and Her Boss is...
Jack and the Box is coming out soon.
Yeah, Jack and the Boss, or I mean Jack and Her Boss.
What is this? This is called Jack and Her Boss.
No.
Hey, Chris, you're the guy with the fucked up sounding voice, okay?
Yeah, okay, Mr. Hancock. What?
He's had a bug up his ass for weeks. All right. I like that whole day. I like it when the characters get all just, God, you know, I get pissed and they're like, what did I do? You like that, huh, Phil? Yes, I do. Okay. Ah, Jack and Her Boss. I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of what's going down, you know, if you think about it. Wait a minute.
All right.
Jack and Her Boss, you know, we're going to make the movie. Don't worry about it, Miss Henry. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of, you know, getting all the elements together. You mean the elements?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. And so like that. Now, Don Mix, I hate having characters on that sound the same, have the same tenor or the same voice range, you know, like Chris Norton. And I'm Don Mixa. Well, it is.
Well, I'm Don Mixa, Phil, and well, I'm Chris Norton. You know.
I don't know, man. It's...
Hey, Phil, look, you know, it's your problem, not mine. I'm Don Mixa, and look, Phil, I'm. What am I hearing here? Well, it's great, Phil. It's great. Phil, I'm feeling. Phil, hi. How are you? I'm doing very well, and I wanted all of my young people to. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I want to talk to you, Chris, about some of the things you do.
I mean, I don't want to insult you or nothing about...
No, you won't insult me, but wouldn't you rather put your efforts, the good efforts, Chris, or you're making these films about sex, wouldn't you rather put your efforts into talking young people into leading lives that are crisp and clean? And
well, I mean, I wouldn't know how to do it, you know.
What we do with Castorina Youth Ministries is we send prayer partners out who are good. They're good-looking girls, and they wind up.
I'm not right. It's like sex or something.
Well, I know you're upset with me that I never bring on the trumpet.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing.
Hey, 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 homeboy, call me. Well, I guess you guys, because I have been selected to play the national anthem at the opening at Dodger Stadium.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you, okay?
You have.
Yeah, and here's what I find to be insulting, Phil, is you guys.
Well, what are you going to, you're going to play the trumpet.
I'm going to play the national anthem on the trumpet at Dodger Stadium, opening day, Dodger Stadium, okay? So, boy, when I got the word, I got that word from Tim Stenson, who acts as my intermediator of media.
Why would the Dodger... I don't understand.
Because I played good.
We've never heard any evidence of that. What's your name again?
Don Mixa.
We've never heard any evidence of that.
Yes, you have.
No, we have not, man. We've heard you go, you know, or whatever you do.
What? I bet you can't even do what I do with my mouth. That proves it. That proves.
Mixa, if you were at Dodger Stadium playing the national anthem on a trumpet, not on the mouth, on the trumpet.
Hey, they said, can you make... Wait a minute. No, hold on.
Oh, Don, you're not serious. You're not going to stand in front of a microphone and make trumpet noises.
The Dodgers said to me, if you can guarantee us that sound, we want you, you know...
How did you audition?
On the phone.
Good luck to the Dodgers.
Hey, whoa.
I don't believe you, Mix. I think you're lying.
You think I'm going to lie? You think I'm going to risk the Dodgers hearing this and then the Dodgers filing a lawsuit against me and saying, you know, hey, how dare you?
Jesus, is that rotten?
What did you say?
I said that's rotten. R-O-T-T-O-N.
Oh, man, what an idiot.
That's not how you spell rotten.
Yes, it is.
No, it's R-O-T-T-I-N. Jackass.
No, it is not. It's R-O-T-T. I'll do it, Phil. R-O-T-T-O-N. That's what you said. Yeah. R-O-T-T-E-N.
It tickled my lips.
Hey, when is opening day for the Dodgers, man? Is it April still? Have they moved the season up? It seems like... Didn't they start in March last year? They did. The thing I like about baseball is it's all in one calendar year, you know? Unlike fucking every other goddamn sport. Dodgers opening day. D-O-D-G-E-R-S, Dodgers opening day. What? Oh, spring training. Oh, spring training starts February 22nd. God damn, shit starts earlier than used to, man. I have not been to Dodger Stadium for a ball game since... In God damn it, man. Since 20 plus years, man. I haven't been to a fucking Dodger game.
I don't know what you're talking about, lady. Show us the fucking goddamn... See, these little picnic table areas and shit, they got that at the... These little picnic table areas that they have. Where can I show this to you? Well, they got that at the new Bank of America Stadium. The soccer team has that. You can sit outside, get drunk. It's pretty cool, you know. So, anyway, you sit outside, get drunk. It's pretty cool. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, just tell them the timestamp of when to... Well, this is making it... It's making life more difficult. This is making life way more fucking difficult. This digital insertion bullshit. Oh, my God. Would you all fuck off? Fuck off, Bolton. Man, what I wouldn't give for a piece of key lime pie right by now. That's right. Fuck me. God damn it! Pain in the fucking ass. Especially this shit. You guys, man, here we go. Now I gotta fucking do this dance with this shit. Something's wrong with the way you guys are sending this shit over, man. I'm telling you. Good Lord. Are you bullshitting me? Again with this fucking shit? Again with this motherfucking shit, man. I gotta clean the fucking print nozzles again. Because they are fucking faded. That looks good, man. That looks real good. Right on, baby. Let's try this again, man. Boy, those fucking... Those cartridges... Ink gets jammed up in those things pretty easy. All right, man. I think we're ready to go. Always bet online, not betonline.ag anymore. The drive to March has begun for college basketball's finest, and the NBA conference contenders are looking to make a move leading into this week's All-Star break. This week's All-Star break? When's the All-Star game? I'll tell you what, Don, my friend Don, was smart, man. He got a hold of Dodger tickets in the 80s, and he never let them go, man. I had Dodger seats in 86. It was like too much for me, man, because I had Rams seats, I had Lakers seats, then I got Dodger seats. I was like, fuck it. So I let the Dodger seats go. Don held on to his Dodger seats, and, man, he's right behind, like, the Dodgers dugout now. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, All-Star. Okay, Team LeBron. Okay, it's this Sunday. Team LeBron versus Team whoever the fuck. I mean, you know, whatever the fuck, dude. All right, bet online. Visit our good friends and exclusive partners at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage, and our exclusive Podcast One partners. Bet online to take advantage. Clippers and Sixers. The NBA schedule. The key games this week. We got the NBA All Star Game. Team LeBron versus Team Johnny. How do you pronounce that fucking shit? Got the NBA All Star Game coming up on Sunday in college basketball. Virginia, North Carolina, Maryland,